And now, more local news stories from the past week, including the NNAB celebrates the royal birthday. Thumbs up for Norwich as City of Ale. Old Catton charity workers join the picnic on the Mall. A new tour of the castle for the summer. Heatherset plans a royal-themed dog show. But to start, finding love on the bus, the SOS bus, that is.
A couple have just said, I do, after a love story that started on the SOS bus. Paul and Abby Debnam from Loddon met on the bus, which is a safe haven to many people in need over the weekend. It was during the Lord Mayor's procession in 2010 that they were originally introduced. Mrs. Debnam said, we didn't expect to meet someone special whilst volunteering for the SOS bus. We have a mutual interest in helping others in need, and we found love over a sick bowl. We hit it off and have similar interests. I knew Paul was the one when he came to visit me in hospital after I was rushed in with a burst appendix. His caring nature was what won my heart. Mrs. Debnam, who's 37, volunteers her skills as a community first responder and shift support worker, and Mr. Debnam, 35, as a shift support worker. Mr. Debnam works in IT services, and his wife is an administrator. And the newlyweds added, assisting the medical professionals and other emergency services during the evening, on Friday and Saturday nights, is a complete change to our normal day jobs and certainly gives us an opportunity to see another side to life. We've both been in or had friends in situations where the help of the SOS bus provides would have been most helpful, and we feel that it's an important cause to which to give our time. In April, the pair tied the knot, surrounded by family and friends, and volunteers from the SOS bus were also invited to the purple-themed wedding. The bus itself is located on Prince of Wales Road, and it's open between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. every Friday and Saturday. It serves as a safe place for anyone at risk of illness, injury, emotional distress, or other vulnerability, and it helps ensure a safe journey home.
The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind joined tens of thousands of people across the country in celebrating Her Majesty's 90th birthday. Organisers put on two parties at the charity's base in Magpie Road, Norwich. One at the residential care home, Thomas Towwell House, where the average age is 93, and another at Hammond Court Supported Housing. Visually impaired supporters made bunting in craft classes ahead of the weekend, and there was a life-size cutout of the Queen to lead the party. Meanwhile, the charity's chairman, Kit Cater, was among several trustees, volunteers and guests who were in the Mall in London for the celebrations there.
First, Sheffield tried to challenge Norwich's City of Ale crown. But that seems a distant memory, as leading beer writer Roger Protz placed the Fine Cities Festival even above Munich's famous Oktoberfest on the evidence of the beers at this year's event, which featured 45 pubs and 36 breweries. Writing in his regular column for the Morning Advertiser, the magazine for the pub trade, Mr. Protz waxed lyrical about his visit to the City of Ale. He drew comparisons between this year's launch event and the Oktoberfest, with Lord Mayor of Norwich, Marion Maxwell, parading through the city by horse and dray. However, it was the beers that set Norwich apart. Among those on offer were experimental creations brewed by Martin Warren at the Poppyland Brewery in Cromer. These included a Belgian-style saison, a Norwegian farmhouse ale flavoured with the addition of spruce foraged from the cliff tops, and something called Tragic Empress Imperial Austrian Porter, a strong dark ale in honour of the estranged wife of the 19th century Austrian Emperor Franz Joseph. Mr. Protz concludes, beers brewed with coffee, spruce, and in honour of a long-dead Austrian princess. On the eve of the referendum, I don't want to upset my German ancestors, but there are rather more interesting beers being brewed in Britain than the lagers offered at the Oktoberfest. This year's 10-day festival concluded on June the 5th, and as the critical acclaim continues and the crowds keep visiting, the future looks bright for the City of Ale.
Norwich's very own Queenie was rewarded for her dedication to the Sue Ryder charity as the only volunteer from Norfolk with an invitation to the street party at the Mall in St James's Park. Old Catton's Margaret Miller earned the nickname due to her insistence on drinking tea from fine china. And Sunday she did it in royal company. Mrs. Miller retired at the age of 75 after managing a care home and snooker hall in the city. But by her 76th birthday, she had decided retirement wasn't for her and began volunteering. Now 80, she was hand-picked to represent the charity at the Patrons' Lunch in London. "When I retired, I thought, I am on my own now," said Mrs. Miller, who has two children, two grandchildren and two step-grandchildren. "I just went into the shop to see the manager and asked to do a bit of volunteering. I started there on my 76th birthday and have been there for 4 years, and I am very busy. It is a lovely shop and has lovely people working there." Mrs. Miller regularly works 30 hours a week at the old Cat and Sue Ryder shop and shows no signs of slowing down. "I only work Mondays and Sundays, but I can end up going in during the week for a cup of coffee and staying for 3 or 4 hours," she said. "I feel very privileged to be chosen because I am the only volunteer in Norfolk to get it, and there are so many of us, there are 30 in my shop alone."
Imagine, we're in the 1173-74 revolt, and you are one of 14 men defending Norwich Castle against 2,000 soldiers. Do you fight or do you surrender? That's the question confronting visitors who take part in tours designed to highlight the castle's defences and give the public rare access to the Fighting Gallery, a walkway built high into its walls. The Fighting Gallery tour, which was officially launched last week, is led by chainmail-clad Lee Warden, a member of the GB Medieval Combat Team, who also researched and designed it. Asked about the attraction of the tour, he said, "Well, for me, it was the aspect of siege warfare. A lot of people, when they see a castle, just think it's a big stone block and easy to defend." The tour shows visitors parts of the castle that were key to its defensive capabilities, and at the end, they're asked whether they would fight to defend it and are invited to shout a war cry of "For the King!" from the Fighting Gallery, startling members of the public below. The tours, which will run over the summer, have a maximum of 10 people, and they must be booked in advance on 01603 495 897. Tours cost the normal admission price, plus £3.50 for adults, £3.25 concessions, and £2.80 for children over 8 years old.
A dog show and fete being planned for Heatherset will have a royal theme. Someone dressed as the Queen will officially open the event, which will take place on the 25th of June from midday to 3:30 p.m. at the Jubilee Youth Club in Back Lane. Organisers hope to raise £1,200 through the event, which is the youth club's main fundraiser of the year. The dog show will have classes including Prettiest Bitch, Handsomest Hound, Best Youngster Under 2 Years, Best Veteran Over 7 Years, Waggiest Tail, Best Six Legs, Best Junior Handler, and Most Appealing Eyes. There will also be a prize for Best in the Show. The fair will feature stalls, a tombola, and refreshments. Club trustee Gillian Saunders said, "This is our major fundraiser of the year, and we cannot keep the club going without the money from this event."